I am Pierre Lumumba here at the Swara Plains Conservancy in Machakos County in the Republic of Kenya. And our discussion today focuses on something that may appear remote, but yet it has had monumental impact in the continent of Africa, and I dare say the world, the Gulf of, or the Strait of Hormuz. You know, very few people believed that what was happening that far away in the Strait of Hormuz in the Islamic Republic of Iran and in Oman would have such an impact. But it is a statement of how the global supply chain is now so intertwined that when something happens in the distant land, it has an impact. Let us start from where it began, if one may. The American President Donald Trump and his counterpart in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, invade Iran. In their mind, they think they can do a Maduro. You fly in and fly out, but they underestimated the Iranian resolve. So what happens is that the Iranians don't back down. The Iranians remind the world that we are geographically positioned at an area where we control a critical chunk of oil. We control a supply chain, which is the most convenient for most of the world. Africa, of course, is also affected. And let us contextualize the manner in which Africa is affected. African countries, to a large extent, even those that produce oil, and we start with oil, even those that produced oil, such as Nigeria, which is a major producer of oil, such as Angola, still find themselves in a situation where they export the crude and import the refined oil. And that means that quite a bit of the oil that we consume in the continent of Africa, particularly on the eastern part of Africa, passes through the Strait of Hormuz. And that in addition to that, we find ourselves in a situation where Africa imports fertilizer from different countries, from countries as far as the Russian Federation, from countries, even Morocco, and they come through the Suez Canal. And we find ourselves importing equipment from countries such as Turkey, and we find ourselves importing sometimes even liquefied gas from the Kuwaitis and the Omanis and in that general region. And when the Strait of Hormuz is therefore closed in the manner that the Iranians did, the immediate impact is that the price of oil goes up. And when the price of oil goes up, it is a domino effect. Domino effect is that the price of foods and foodstuff also go up. The other thing is that the price of other commodities also go up, because many of the shipping companies that then dock in the ports of Africa, and I'm talking about ports such as Mombasa, I'm talking about Barbara, I'm talking about Asmara, I'm talking about Beira, I'm talking about Durban on the eastern side, and on the other side, I'm talking about Pointe Noire, I'm talking about Tema, I'm talking about even places as far as in Lagos, Sierra Leone, and Dakar. They are affected immediately in Morocco, in Egypt. And that disruption is as a result of the activities in the Strait of Hormuz. And then there is yet another thing that is not so obvious, is the cost of insurance. Those shipping companies which transport the goods immediately increase insurance and reinsurance. And this is then transferred to the countries and ultimately transferred to the consumers. And yet another thing that it impacts on is flights. When the Strait of Hormuz is closed and you are not getting jet fuel, it means that the cost of travel in the continent of Africa becomes expensive. And this is not anecdotal. The leading airlines which are active in that area have come out and stated quite clearly the impact that that had on them. The Ethiopian airline was quite outright in saying how it impacted on them. And those are what one may call the negatives. The other thing is that that particular region imports a lot of foodstuff from the continent of Africa. Avocados, for example, which are exported in their green form, vegetables, live animals, goats and sheep and cows, could not go into that region because of the Strait of Hormuz. So the impact of the on the economies of Africa were monumental. Of course, it is not lost on me that during that same period, a number of things were also happening. For example, the opening of the Dangote refinery in Nigeria was very useful. The opening of modular refineries in other parts of Nigeria also came up as a result during this particular period. But let us also look at the positive impact of what happened in, or what is still happening in, the Strait of Hormuz as the peace talks between the United States of America and Israel and Iran continue to totter. And is something is like skating on thin ice. When you think that you've got it, the goalposts are changing. And one time we have blockaded Iran, one time we have opened the Strait of Hormuz, one time we are going to levy some charges on the Strait of Hormuz. So this uncertainty in itself does not allow for forward planning. But I'm talking about the positives. During that period, there are ports in Africa that started enjoying the benefits of rerouting. Tunis, Morocco, the port of Lamu in Kenya, actually for the first time had an upward surge of the vessels that were now docking in the port of Lamu. Or the other port that benefited from this was Cape Town and Durban. Beira did not feature much, and Dar es Salaam did not feature much. But when the statistics are out, it tells us that people were rerouting. It may be a longer route, but it sends a clear message to the African maritime authorities that perhaps the time is now, courtesy of what has happened in the Strait of Hormuz. And it remains very dicey that all these ports should now be improved in terms of their capacity to accommodate big ships, in terms of their capacity to ensure that they can handle big vessels, in terms of their capacity to ensure that the logistics are properly done. This, to me, is a positive thing. It is sometimes, unfortunately, it is that somebody loses and another one gains, but is something that Africa should now open her eyes to. The other thing that has happened in the Strait of Hormuz is the sourcing of critical resources. And what is now happening, for example, and these conversations are going on because of what happened in the Strait of Hormuz, the countries that are now beginning to mine or to extract oil, like Uganda, are saying, we want a refinery to satisfy the domestic market. We want a pipe, and indeed the pipe from Hoima through to Tanga is already in process. We are also hearing about the pipeline that is going to be done from Luanda in Angola to serve countries in the hinterland. We are hearing, of course, in Nigeria, the pipes that are being done to go way up to Morocco and into Algeria. And one sees this as coming as a result of the activities, so that you can no longer say, or one can no longer say, that is too remote, it is too far. And I believe that what is happening in the Strait of Hormuz may have a lull. It is a lull, But as others have said, and I personally repeat it, and I've said it before, the Israeli economy is now so much dependent on war, it is a war economy, that it's going to create an environment where resolving the issues that lead to the proper, effective 100% utilization of the Strait of Hormuz is going to be undermined. And there is nothing that is bad for maritime activities than uncertainty. You don't want your ship to be somewhere in the Mediterranean on its way down to India or to China or to Korea, and then you are told the Strait of Hormuz has been closed. You want to do forward planning. That forward planning is necessary for insurers. That forward planning is necessary to your customers so that you are able to say that we are going to deliver on this date. And I believe that that is something that is going to make it possible for African countries very quickly to earn from the dividends of this situation in the Middle East, particularly in the Strait of Hormuz. The other thing that is going to be important in this regard, particularly when one is dealing with fresh produce, such as flowers, such as avocados, such as vegetables, is going to be important to ensure that we use air cargo. And this as a result of what is happening in the Strait of Hormuz. So Strait of Hormuz is not something that is done and dusted. This is something that is going to continue. That is such a volatile area, and the appetite of the United States through their client state, which is Israel, is of such a nature that is not going to be easy to settle the matter in a manner that you can say it is signed, sealed, and delivered. And the message, therefore, to the continent of Africa, this is the occasion for your ports to be ready. This is the occasion for your air transportation to be ready. This is the occasion for you to stop exporting raw material. This is the occasion for you to put your house in order. This is the occasion to ensure that you use your resources in an effective manner, knowing, as we now know, that what appears to be happening in a distant land really will affect our countries in Africa and affect our economies in a major way. Thank you very much. We continue this conversation, and today we are discussing the live issue of what is happening in the Strait of Hormuz. Thank you very much. We see you shortly.